Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Mommy's the word, but we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I feel like we're all friends here, so we can be completely honest. If you're a vegetarian, does it bother you when people eat meat around you, or you don't care? Real question, 314-531-9898. Or if you're a meat eater and you hear someone like order before you and they go, like, oh, I'm a vegetarian, do you like get self-conscious? Like, just be honest. Does it cross your mind? Because this happened to AB when she was in New York on a work trip, bunch of people all together. Some people were vegetarians, and you're like, big carnivore, big steak eater. And you're like, can I order the steak in front of them? Is that rude?
Yeah. So we were at this work dinner before the show, and Hannah and I both got steak. And then the other two women at the table were vegetarians, sure. And they got like salads. So I like didn't know if they were like quietly judging us for eating meat. Like, they didn't say anything to make me feel that way, I would still, I don't know, I still feel like I'm being judged.
Oh my gosh, you saying that just made me realize that. I didn't notice at all.
So you didn't think?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't care. I don't care if someone's vegetarian. I don't care if you're gluten-free. I don't care if you're allergic to eggs. I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat, and you're going to eat what you're going to eat.
I have, like,
vegetarians seem different, though. They seem judgy.
You think they're judgy?
Yeah.
So I have vegetarians in my life, and I don't think they care. I was thinking to myself, do I feel like they make a comment, look at the burger? I actually think the opposite, and I could be wrong. I think they look and they're like, damn, that smells good, man. I think they're like, they miss it. They're like,
they're not like,
you're gross. They're like, damn, you're living the good life.
It's wrong if they cast judgment.
If it's for like health reasons or whatever that they don't eat meat, I feel like then maybe they wouldn't judge us. But if it's for the fact of like, I don't want to harm the animals. And they're watching you eat an animal, I feel like they have to be judging.
Yeah, I think they're like, oh, I didn't hurt any animals, and man, that animal looks good, but I'm not going to hurt it.
They're getting some satisfaction.
That's what I think. You think they're judging?
I think they're judging. I think you're right. If you know the reasoning behind why they are a vegetarian, then I would totally think they're judging you.
Interesting. Okay. Vegetarians, are you judging us? Because everyone here eats meat. Are you judging us? Does it bother you? Do you look at the meat and go, that smells good, I miss bacon? And do other meat eaters do other meat eaters out there feel like AB and Kevin saying, oh, I do feel like they're casting judgment on me while I'm eating meat? 314-531-9898. While we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Speaking of peaches, that's all the person's eating at the table while you're eating a big old steak because they're vegetarian. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and AB was out to dinner with Hannah and some other coworkers on a work trip, and Hannah and AB ordered some big old fat juicy steaks. The other two women
dripping blood.
the other two women at the table, vegetarians, ate their salads, and AB was thinking to herself, are they judging us? I feel like I'm getting judged for eating a steak. I don't think they judge. Because here's the other reason I don't think they're judging is I never even think about what other people are ordering. I can't remember what I even ordered at the table. I'm never like judging people like, oh man, they Hannah ordered the burger.
I mean, Hannah and I were scarfing down this steak. Everyone was probably watching us.
Well, then I'm judging you for other reasons. Right. Not that the fact that you're eating meat. I'm just, you're like an animal yourself. Hannah, what are people saying on the text line? Do vegetarians judge other meat eaters?
We got a text saying that it says, I'm offended when vegetarians eat in front of me.
Oh,
period.
Like, they're like, hey, I don't like to watch you eat your lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty funny. Stephanie, are you a vegetarian, pescatarian? What are you?
Yeah, I'm a pescatarian, so I do eat fish. But
do you judge meat eaters?
No, I absolutely do not judge meat eaters. Unfortunately, my husband's a butcher.
Whoa! Oh, okay, wow. So you have a direct line to the meat.
Right, I spend that blood money, right? So I can't be too hypocritical, for sure.
So you've chosen...
How ironic.
That is interesting. It's like you're like really up there, like Democrat and Republican getting married together, and you know, vegetarian meat eats a pescatarian meat, marries a meat butcher. Wow. So we can find bipartisan agreements.
Yeah. There is hope.
There is hope.
It may just require separate pans for cooking food, but we can unite over the dinner table.
There we Hilarious. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Gina, you used to be a vegetarian. What happened? You just realized meat's so awesome?
I just decided to start back again. I figured I'd said I lost my sister, so I started back eating her favorite food.
Aww. Oh, that's a beautiful...
Yeah, a great reason.
Great reason to eat meat. Yeah. That's a beautiful reason to eat a steak. Gina, do you feel like you were judgy, though, when you were a vegetarian, and then you became less judgy when you started eating burgers again?
No, I was never judgy, but my ex was more on the vegan side, so that's where the judginess came in.
Oh, it's the vegans who are the judgy ones. Mm.
Yeah, I feel like if you're that strict, you can't even eat cheese. You lose, like, ice cream.
Not even honey.
Not even honey?
Comes from bees.
Oh, nope. Wow.
I would hate everything if I couldn't eat cheese.
You're like, you get a pass for being a judge.
Yeah.
Miranda, how do you feel as, like, vegetarians or a meat eater? Do they feel judgy? Do you feel like you're getting judged?
I don't. I actually think it's, like, really inspirational for somebody to keep to a certain diet. But I also just don't like eating meat. So I feel like I can't be, like, hypocritical to why people choose the way they choose their diet.
They choose their diet. See, they're not judging you.
If only
you.
Everyone was as nice as Miranda. You could just like hear the sweetness in her
voice. I felt like Miranda was a little judgy, though. She
no, she wasn't.
Because Miranda was like, I'm just an inspiration for you. Like, one day you can be like me and not scarf down that steak. I actually felt like Miranda was trying to inspire me to be a vegetarian. You know what? I don't have that willpower, okay, Miranda?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.